Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, if you yourself have ever had a miscarriage or you know anyone that's had a miscarriage, it's a really, really difficult thing to have to deal with. But it's what I think is really, really sad is in sometimes in this throwaway culture, people can end up in a situation where it's only afterwards they hear, do you know what, actually, if you had taken this measure or perhaps if you'd had your hormone levels checked or taken this supplement, it might have actually helped. There was recent research carried out that indicated that taking particular hormone supplements could help to reduce the risk of miscarriage. Online to talk to us about this, we have Dr. Phil Boyle from Neo Fertility. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good morning, Wendy.
Okay, talk to me a little bit just about the kind of statistics in relation to miscarriages. What are the actual figures in terms of a likelihood of miscarriage?
So the whole story with miscarriage is that it can be so common that a lot of gynecologists would nearly consider it normal. And it's often quoted that one in four pregnancies can end in miscarriage. But it's very much age-related, so that has to be interpreted with a degree of caution that when you're younger, it's a 12% incidence of miscarriage. And then by the time you'd reach your early 40s, you're looking at 20% plus. And by the time you're 45, over 70% of pregnancies would end in miscarriage. So there's a huge component that's age-related. So that's the first thing. So there's always this push to say, you know what, the younger you are starting your family, the better, because quicker time to conception, more likely to get pregnant and less likely to miscarry.
And in terms of that 12% figure, what sort of age is that? Someone in their 20s? And what is it when you're in your 20s and then your 30s?
Yeah. Exactly. So so everything works better when we're younger, and 20s is the most ideal from a fertility point of view. But financially, the way our culture is, it just doesn't always work out that way. So more and more, because of life choices, life demands, we find that women and couples are leaving their family planning and to later and later in life. And really, all things being equal, our 20s is the best time, and the incidence of infertility miscarriage is just so much lower then. But the good news is that age isn't the entire story, because as we age, there's genetic aging that we can do nothing about, but there are a huge amount of additional variables that we can positively influence to help give people a better chance. So it's not that we're completely at the mercy of age, that things can be done from a medical and lifestyle point of view that will improve outcomes.
So what would you say then in terms of those pieces of advice, Dr. Boyle, say someone in their late 30s who's kind of reading this and listening and worried about the risk of miscarriage, what are the things that you can do to try and decrease your risk?
So we've actually developed a new concept with Neo Fertility, where we've come up with a fertility score. And it's where we can, even before a couple attempts conception, we can identify those at increased risk of infertility or miscarriage even before they try to conceive. So it's a radical new idea. In fact, it was originally pioneered by a professor, Tom Hilders, in the United States with NAPRO technology. And that's the area that I worked in for most of the last 20 years. But in the last 2 years, we've actually branched a little bit away from NAPRO technology. And we're now doing a thing called Neo Fertility, where we've got some additional ideas that we're implementing as well. Things like diet can have a massive impact. Stress awareness and stress reduction is huge. And apart from lifestyle changes, there are actually really good supplements that in properly selected people can improve egg quality and reduce the risk of miscarriage. So they would be the very basic things before somebody would even need a medical appointment.
What about hormone levels then, as that article in the Daily Mail last week kind of hinted at, said that I think the headline was that people who've had recurrent miscarriage are 6 times more likely to have a baby after taking hormone supplements. Do you know much about this research?
Yeah, so we put it on our Facebook page because we would be in the camp, the medical camp, that likes progesterone support as a strategy for multiple reasons. First of all, to help you get pregnant, and secondly, to reduce your risk of miscarriage. But interestingly, there was a publication in a very reputable medical journal of the New England Journal of Medicine in 2015 that said progesterone is a waste of time. It doesn't help women with recurrent miscarriages. So more recently, in the last 2 years, there's another publication that says, well, actually, progesterone does help. And this is the whole problem with science, is trying to understand, well, what is the truth? Who's right and who's wrong? Now, in 2015, the publication, it was a randomized controlled clinical trial, but they looked at giving progesterone, and for us, we would interpret it as too little, too late. And I'm a member of this group of the International Institute for Restorative Reproductive Medicine, which is a mouthful, but basically we're a group of doctors working with reproduction. And we wrote a letter that was published in the New England Journal outlining our concerns about the limitations of this. It's called the PROMISE trial. And they published our letter regarding our concerns. And interestingly, 2 years later, one of the points that we had made was it was given too late. And this new publication that you're talking about showed that in properly selected women, giving progesterone around the time of implantation and giving enough of it can give up to a six-fold improvement and reduction in the risk of miscarriage. So we're absolutely delighted to see that, because it's what we've observed in clinical practice.
What about, Dr. Boyle, say a woman who's had one baby and no miscarriage and everything went well, and anecdotally, you know, I've heard from people then when they go to have another baby, maybe because their progesterone levels are lower, I'm not sure, they find themselves in a situation where they have recurrent miscarriages. Is that common?
Yeah, well, this is the beauty of recording with the NEO fertility chart in particular, because we'll see it reflected in the charting pattern. We'll identify, first of all, the woman would note that she feels much more tired than she used to. She may have much more severe premenstrual symptoms. She can get abnormal spotting. And we can see these indicators from her history and her fertility cycle. In fact, her fertility advisor or teacher can actually let her know, you know what, it looks like you may be at risk and you should probably check and balance your hormones before you even attempt conception again, so quicker to conceive and lower risk of miscarriage. But for women who find themselves in that situation where they've had a baby and all of a sudden things are then going wrong, in the official medical world at the moment, that miscarriage isn't a problem till you've had three. And we actually would say, well, with the way we're starting to look at this, we consider miscarriage a problem before you even have one, because we can see those at risk and intervene to help. So it's quite common. It's where this can happen, and it's difficult to put a percentage on it, because one or two miscarriages are often considered relatively normal, but when baby comes along, you've got sleep deprivation, you're not getting your exercise, maybe not eating as well as you used to, and a lot of women are balancing career and life, and we find there's the excessive stress, your body switches into survival mode and says, sorry, not interested in reproduction, and it'll sacrifice reproduction in favor of survival. So we want to help people to look at all of that and get into a relaxed, pleasant, enjoyable, more stress-free environment, and then you're much more likely to get success.
And you've had some really incredible success stories, haven't you?
Yeah, we're going to hit our 20th anniversary of practice, in fact, at the end of this week. So the 2nd of February 1998 is when I first started all of this. So how quick 20 years goes. But during that time, we've had couples with, gosh, as many as 10 recurrent miscarriages that, with appropriate treatment, we've been able to help them to achieve success. And not just miscarriages, but couples with repeated failed IVF, long-standing infertility. We've had over 3,000 babies, thankfully, over the 20 years, which is. It's great.
A great success story, and just great to hear as well, you know, a system that kind of looks at the holistic approach. You're looking at everything from diet to lifestyle, and it's just a really, I suppose, modern way of looking at things. So Dr. Phil Boyle, thank you so much for joining us on the programme this morning. Really interesting stuff. That was Dr. Boyle from NEO Fertility, and if you want to find out more about them, you can go onto their website, which is neofertility.ie. Janie Mack, you wouldn't wish three miscarriages on anyone, and it seems to me that if there's actually a system in place there where you can kind of look at your overall health, your hormone levels, all those sorts of things, that you could actually avoid those miscarriages in the first place, we would all want to do that.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.